there are some lies in our science books. Taught it for 15 years. Even though I'm not teaching it anymore, I still like the study. It's so many neat things to learn. We're going to cover some of that tonight.
Perception is being managed. We are being steered and guided by a hidden hand.
The whole world has been duped by the media that is not real.
Smart thinking, possible time traveler. Smart thinking.
That night, boom, contact memory.
And then, Alex, if you don't agree, you'll be sent to a re-education camp.
Just because I'm old doesn't mean I've lost my touch with the ladies.
A lot of people here tonight felt like they lost. You know what?
Now, experts are suggesting that we're in a golden age of shape-shifting reptilian sightings. Now, why is that?
I was, and still am, a huge conspiracy guy. I literally ran out of new tin hat topics to research.
It was most definitely not capable of melting steel.
Then I would be a crackpot if I thought that was the case.
Welcome to the Hypothetical Institute, a podcast about conspiracies.
My name is Luke.
I'm Salty.
I'm Cam. How are you, boys?
I'm good. A little bit discombobulated with the current environment, but otherwise good.
Yeah, we're in a different locale.
Mm-hmm.
So
one of our other secret bunkers.
Yep.
We're recording this back in March. You'll be hearing it sometime in May.
Yeah.
Because I am away in Europe for Eurovision.
Yep. Do we want to find some Eurovision gear?
Eurovision conspiracies.
Yeah. I bet you it's all just serious about the voting. Oh, yeah. The bloody Eastern Bloc are voting against the trade deal.
I don't think there's that many Eurovision conspiracies. There's one thing where this might have happened multiple times. There are things where a country is like sent a bad candidate or like a bad song because they're like, we don't want to pay
for
the host at the next year.
Oh, yeah.
Could you just not send one at all?
Yeah, that could just not enter, right?
Yeah, but then you wouldn't get included. Like then the next year they'd be
not letting them in.
There's probably some flow on potential tourism bucks for the country.
Mm.
People go, oh, I didn't know Konflagenstein was a bloody country.
Well, every country gets like a little mini tourism ad in their thing.
Anyway, we're
not doing Eurovision.
When you're in Europe, are you going to stop in and see the royals?
No, I won't be doing that.
Okay. Why wouldn't you?
That would have been a great segue if I was.
Yeah.
If I was.
Why wouldn't you? What's going on that way?
What's the ruling structure of what country are you going to?
Going to the Netherlands,
but Eurovision. I mean,
it's Portugal,
right?
Do they
have a king, or do they have a?
They have had kings and queens before. I'm fairly sure.
Right.
We'll be talking about one of them in a little bit.
Oh, hell yeah!
Really?
So you do have a segue?
Yeah.
Are we doing more than just British royal family gear?
No.
Okay. Good. Interesting.
Although we could have, I never specified.
Yeah,
but I have a little bit.
Our topic today is the royal family.
Yeah.
The British royal family.
Bracket S. Bracket.
Yeah.
It could be any royal family. Did you come across any Nepalese royal family assassination conspiracy gear?
No.
I did not. I would not have even thought to look for that.
I did see it listed because like, the whole family got...
Murked,
right? Yeah.
Right.
No, I've got a little bit of Bavarian stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just odd.
How do we want to start this then?
All right. Well, let's start clearly with the Nepalese royal family.
Yeah.
No. I watched, there was a video, there's like the top five Nepalese royal family conspiracy theories. Number one was, it was like a guard because it was the son that went in and killed them all with like a machine gun. It's like, well, the guards have rifles. It could have been a guard. It's like, no. I think there were survivors that witnessed it.
Right.
So I clicked off. I said, this is ridiculous.
This is too ridiculous for me. I do kind of find it interesting that there's the top five Nepalese. Like, there's enough to make a list of the top.
Mm. But we'll never know what the other four are.
No.
All right.
No, so was it like the son's like, I'll kill all the rest of the family and I'll be king.
<guess so.
laughs> No consequences because I'm the king.
So, British royal family.
Yeah.
They, so I got royal family peeled on this one.
Yeah.
I always thought I was anti royal family.
Yeah.
But just having it all laid out, even just the basic structure of the royal family, laid out by Americans who are, they're unfamiliar with it in terms of, we are familiar with it for the Commonwealth, so we don't really think about it that much.
Yeah.
But when someone says, isn't it kind of weird that the Queen can make decisions and change governments anywhere in the world? It's like, yeah, that is kind of weird.
Mm.
But you didn't get royal peeled like with lizard stuff.
No, definitely not with lizard stuff.
You didn't get lizard. That'd be lizard peeled.
Lizard peeled.
Well, I did see an article titled Why David Icke is Wrong About Queen Elizabeth Being a Lizard. I'm like, I don't think I need to read that. I already kind of know why he's wrong.
Because she's not.
Yeah.
It's funny. I saw I think related to one of those videos, there was a thing. There was a video that was like, it was in an article. It was like, oh, there's conspiracy theories that the Queen is a vampire, but the royals all love garlic. So that rules that out. But just before that, I had watched a video that was like, there's so many of these that are like 12 weird facts you never knew about the royals, or like 12 wacky rules that the royals have to live by.
Right.
But apparently the Queen hates garlic. And there's an order that no garlic is to be in Buckingham Palace.
Well, all right, let's start with the vampire thing.
That's the logical place to start.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about bloodlines. So we'll do vampire bloodlines first. So apparently they are descended from Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah.
Prince Charles, or maybe it was Prince... It must have been Prince Charles.
I think it was Charles.
Said in an interview, Transylvania is in my blood. The genealogy shows I'm descended from Vlad the Impaler, so I do have a bit of a stake in the country.
Charles, he's good for gear like that.
Yep, yep.
But
lucky it wasn't Philip.
Porphyria, right. which is a skin condition where you're sensitive to light.
Okay.
Is present in the royal family,
right.
Which could be explained if they had, you know, a bit of vampire DNA knocking about in there.
So they don't like garlic.
Mm.
They
depends on whose lists you're takers.
It is interesting in that one that they like, oh, the royal family loves garlic. How do we know that? Such a weird thing to claim about them.
Did you see about the documentary that the Queen demanded be taken off the air?
No.
There was a doco in the 60s. It was like a fly on the wall look at the royal family.
Right.
I think because they saw, as the CIA did, causing them to create hippies, that the counterculture was picking up steam and that the royals were quickly falling out of favour.
Right.
So they got this filmmaker to come in and like follow them around for a year or something. And then they did this, broadcast this 2-hour long doco all about the actual life of the royal family. It was aired once.
Right.
And then the Queen said, Kerry Packer style, get that shit off the air.
Get it off.
And forbid it to ever be shown again. It's locked up.
Right.
It's the crybaby lane of royal films.
Exactly. Although apparently the reason was that they were worried that just as having everyone fucking hate them was problematic, so would having everyone be like way too familiar with them.
So it's not on YouTube or anything now?
No, there's like a few minutes of it are on YouTube because a little bit of it was released for the Jubilee celebrations.
Right.
But, yeah, I wonder if there was like some garlic, if you could see garlic stuff in the doco.
Yeah. Was that, what year was it made?
Like 63.
Right. So that's pre-VCRs and stuff, right? So there'd be no way that someone would have taped it.
Yeah. It's like the Dream Team legendary game for the 92 Olympics. It's a little one for our basketball listeners, Andy.
Basketball listener.
Yeah. So I didn't get vampire stuff.
Did you have any other bloodline gear?
Well, I've got satanic bloodline gear.
All right, let's have some satanic bloodlines.
And it's not really... So I came across it. This is like a 1-hour 40 chat between two like YouTubers. And they're talking about how the royal family in the UK have used... movies like James Bond and the Clan, what's the Kingsman?
The Kingsman, yeah.
Or The Klansman. That'd be a different movie. to as good propaganda.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's good. That makes sense. So familiarise yourself with MI5 and I guess get people familiar with the idea that MI5 are above the law.
Yeah.
And they can kill people.
Is it not MI6 in James Bond?
Oh, MI6, whatever.
Did they change it to like...
I think it's MI6 the secret one and MI5's the public one?
Public one.
Yeah, I think they both are somewhat secret though.
Mm. So
I like that they're like, it's propaganda that we're putting out there so people know MI6 is above the law, but also just so there's a lot of cultural awareness of our secret organisation.
Yeah. And just so they know, if they fuck with us, we've got awesome gadgets.
Yeah. But I, you know, I was watching it, I'm like, yeah, okay, that could, you know, somewhat feasible. And then, like, without taking a breath, the person on YouTube said, and they're also a satanic bloodline of pedophiles. That came out of nowhere, but the example of that was there was a Satanist in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2004, a guy was admitted to the Navy, and he was a known Satanist. Like, he was... They let him do his satanic rituals in the Navy, and that was kind of a controversy.
It's not that guy, is it? That was I talked about in the LaVey thing. There was a Satanist guy who said he was in the military.
No, a different one. That right. was yeah. This is the UK.
Yeah, this is. But I think similar, probably similar in personality to that guy. Because I remember this guy being like, well, "If they're allowed to do their thing, I'm allowed to slit a goat, chop a goat up, right?"
I was watching a video about this guy, and the person doing the video was doing it to camera, and he said, if you don't believe in God, you can get ahead in life. I don't think those practicing Satanism would be too good for those people who have got children who are proper people to therefore Satanism obviously involves the offering up of children to Satan.
What?
And I had to go back and watch it, and that's a verbatim quote. So he thinks that people don't believe in God. The next step, I think, is just being a satanic pedophile.
But how does this relate to the royal family? Just because there's one in the Navy.
Yeah, yeah. And then he got promoted at some point.
So the Queen had to be behind him being allowed through.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
And then I carried on watching the gear of the two guys, the two YouTubers. And one of them said, you know, there's a lot of outlandish claims about Satanism. You know, satanic panic. That's so outlandish that it would happen. Satanism's real. It's like, oh, right, you go on the other way on satanic panic. yeah, so satanic bloodline, but no one really explained why.
No, that's a bad explanation. Did you guys come across the presidential bloodlines?
No.
The future ones?
No, the current ones.
Ah.
Every president up until Donald Trump, we don't know. No one's done the research on Trump yet.
Yep. And I was punched in Trump into Ancestry.com.
Yep. Every president up until now has been related to the royal family.
Right.
In some way. Including John Kerry and George Bush.
Yep.
Skulls. Famous Skull and Bones members.
Yep, but also both cousins.
Right.
Like 16th cousins.
Mm. These things quite often come up in these ones where like, it's just if you were to look at everyone, they are related to so many people in some way. Is that kind of what the case here?
Yeah, well, because I was reading through this article. This is very much based on some David Icke stuff. I was reading through this article and this guy kept on pointing out how these ones were 16th cousins and these ones were also 16th cousins. Everyone was like basically 16th cousins. And then I typed in 16th cousin into Google,
mm-hmm.
and the number one result is... Everybody is everybody else's 16th cousin.
So they're not lying.
Well, it's not entirely true, but definitely if you say, all right, people in America are all going to be descended from people from a certain part, are mainly going to be descended from people in a certain part of Europe, then, yeah, it's quite likely that you're only selecting from a pool of, like...
Yeah.
Not that many people.
A certain amount of people.
So.
Just while we're on the presidential thing, did you guys see the tweet by Greg Polowitz in regards to Prince Harry's impending nuptials to Meghan Markle, the American actress? He tweeted, Prince Harry's kids will be Americans.
Mm-hmm.
What if one grows up to be president and is also in line for the throne at the same time? Brits are playing a long ball game here, but it's a smart move. They want America back, and this is how they'll do it.
Wow.
That is a smart move.
Yeah.
That's a bloody banger of a move.
Yeah. So then there was some photos of Prince Harry when he met with Melania Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bit where he does something with his jacket. I think he's been seen doing it in a lot of photos. And he puts his two fingers in here in the slit and leaves his pinky and his ring finger out and flashes a little bloody devil sign.
Yeah, right.
In the photo. So maybe there's some sort of satanic pact going on there with the Trumps. Just future America, England reclaiming.
Rubbing it right in our faces.
Yeah.
I just love this idea that they're on this like centuries long con.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they're like, the only way I can alert my satanic masters to the fact that we're still on board is to openly flash up satanic hand sign.
Yeah. But if there is anyone that is up for a long con, the royal family.
Oh, yeah.
I did see some other long con stuff. Apparently, someone wrote a book a while ago about how every presidential assassination in the United States had been pulled off by the Brits.
Right.
Because every time, you know, this is going from Lincoln through to Kennedy. Have there actually been that many other presidential assassinations?
Don't think so.
No.
But anyway.
A couple of attempts, which I've noticed on that TV show I was watching this morning.
What TV show?
It was about America's most badass president.
Oh, that's right.
Every time a US president is assassinated, the vice president comes in and they're not able to, like, you know, it sets America back.
Right.
Which is good
for England.
For England. But it's like, if you look at stuff like what would have happened if Kennedy wasn't assassinated, it seems like his vice president managed to get through a lot of stuff using sympathy.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, the other claim about the long game or getting someone installed in the throne is Edward, former King Edward.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, I think, kicked off the throne because he's a bit of an idiot and nobody really liked him. And then he was a, like, basically friends of Nazis.
Yeah.
Sisters were Nazis or married people in the Nazi party?
Yeah. I think Philip was cousins with Nazis.
Yeah.
With SS people.
And there's photos of like the Queen, or sorry, video footage of the Queen doing a sneaky Nazi salute when she's a kid with the whole family all doing Nazi salutes. But the plan was if Germany beat Britain in the World War, they were going to install him back as king and put a Nazi on the throne. But yeah, they're obviously there's a lot of Nazi ties. But someone said of Edward that he's an abnormal being, half child. It is as though two or three cells of his brain remain entirely undeveloped. He's not a thinker.
Two or three cells?
Yep. So yeah, that was written by a journalist, I think. No, sorry, that was a prime minister that said that.
Oh.
Yeah. So Edward wasn't well liked, but the Nazis wanted him in. There is a lot of German bloodline in there, isn't there?
I've also got the bloodline of one Prophet Muhammad.
Ooh, I've heard of that guy.
This is apparently actually true. In the Berks peerage, like the famous... These are the big family tree blokes. In the 80s, they uncovered this, that you could trace Queen Elizabeth back through her family to the Prophet Muhammad himself. And the connection is there was like some princess in Portugal when the Islamic Empire was, you know, expanded through Europe, who... That's where the connection is, and then you can go from her back through to Muhammad.
Right, right. So now, the princess was not blood related to the queen?
No, this is a blood relation. But the thing is, in this one princess in Portugal, there's some sort of murky history around her, like nothing sus. Just that there's some uncertainty. It's like maybe it was this person or maybe it was this other person with the same name, that sort of thing. So if it's this other person with the same name, it's no.
Yeah.
But if it's this person, yes. But again, it's one of those things where, all right, everyone's probably got a bit of a Muhammad in them. But the fact that you can trace it back is the remarkable thing, really.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's some conspiracies around this. I saw apparently this is something that's reasonably well known in the Middle East. People are like, yeah, the Queen's body, one of us, sweet. Right. I don't know.
Is she working to further their cause?
Well, perhaps. I did read an article on yournewswire.com.
Oh, yep.
Like the dodgiest website of all time.
Yep.
Which was about how the Queen was promoting the fact that she was descended from the Prophet Muhammad. Right. And the idea was that she was going to be bringing in Sharia law on behalf of the New World Order.
She really is timing her run late.
Yep. but they also had a bit in their article about how this was all part of a plan that had been laid out over a century ago. There was a guy called Albert Pike, mm-hmm. who was some sort of master mason.
Has his name come up before? It seems familiar.
I think he might have. Oh, it was weird. I read this insane Your Newswire thing about Albert Pike and then
started getting Facebook ads for Albert Pike.
I walked into my living room and I was just idly looking at the bookshelf and I saw his name written down. There was a copy of Nexus magazine from 2005 that was just sticking out
right.
of my bookshelf, and the one bit that was sticking out said Albert Pike. Satanist or genius?
Right. Man, you'd like, what, do you think you changed fate or something?
You reckon you set yourself up in the past?
Yeah.
For that?
So, Albert Pike...
doesn't even want to consider the idea, does he?
Albert Pike wrote a letter in 1871 in which he outlined what the three world wars would be. Says Your Newswire, this letter was much more than simple correspondence between friends. It serves as a blueprint that spells out exactly what will happen in the last war and is being followed to the letter by the Illuminati to this day. In this notorious letter / blueprint,
yep.
Albert Pike is recorded as saying his military program might take 100 years or a little longer.
Ooh.
To reach the day when those who direct the conspiracy at the top will crown their leader King Despot of the entire world and impose a Luciferian totalitarian dictatorship upon what is left of the human race. Pike seems to indicate a conspiracy to start a war so that the Antichrist can ascend to his position as world ruler. He also details the specifics of the first two world wars with chilling accuracy.
When did he write this? After the Second World War?
No, in 1871.
Oh, right. I missed that, sorry.
World War I must be brought about in order to permit the Illuminati to overthrow the power of the Tsars in Russia and of making that country a fortress of atheistic communism. The Second World War will be fought for two reasons: to establish the State of Israel and to expand communist control over Europe. World War III must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. According to Pike, Islam will be the central factor in the downfall of the West. Islam will then be decimated itself, sucked in.
Yeah, thought you won.
Allowing for the new religion of Luciferianism to spread on the earth. All Muslims will fall for this system, you silly duffers. There isn't a single Muslim on this earth who will not submit to the religion of the New World Order, according to Pike's historical prophecies. Bum, bum, bum.
Did you look up this letter?
I didn't.
Okay.
I did look up. I was like, that seems weird. That, because I saw they had another article about the same letter, and it had things phrased differently.
Right.
Like, it was the same general themes, but, like, the one they had on a different one was much heavier on how about it was the Second World War was for Zionism as well.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, it's weird that he would talk about Zionism, because is it that old?
No.
And I looked up that, well, Zionism was first, like, Theodore Herzl first sort of proposed this political Zionism in like 1897.
Right.
That's when they had the first like Zionist Congress.
Yeah.
And I was like, but when was the word first used? And it was either 1891 or 1885. This one other guy came up with the word Zionism. Like, the idea is a bit older.
Mm.
But in 1871, why were you talking about Zionism? And how come Albert Pike doesn't get get the cred?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Wouldn't he have gotten a letter back from his mate saying, what's Zionism? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Also, if you are going to detail all the plan to the Illuminati, I probably wouldn't do it in a public letter. / blueprint.
I don't think it was a public letter.
Ah, right.
I think it was just a letter to a mate.
Well, got out.
Yeah.
Not very good at keeping secrets, the Illuminati.
No. Famously.
Yeah. What else we got on the old royals?
That's all I've got for bloodlines. Mm. If you want to get a little bit bloody, did you guys come across the theory of the cannibal queen?
I certainly did. I came across a couple of times.
Should have said the killer queen. Could have washed in the sun.
One of them was the fakest news article you've ever seen, where, you know, it's just got made up names, people that didn't exist. But
Photoshop pictures of the queen with blood all around her mouth.
Pretty much. Like, there was a description that a carpenter or someone made of her, like, it was a carpenter. She was like fanging around the palace on a motorized scooter, her sharpened teeth just like gnashing. It's just like, yeah, she'd do it all day. But then he mysteriously died, this guy that made the claim. A couple of months later, his sister's quoted in the article saying, John wasn't much of a swimmer. It's like he was made of wood.
Mm.
Which is a weird thing to say about someone.
Doesn't wood float?
Yeah, famously.
Yeah. Yeah. But the same story, they talk about a guy that was an electrician and he's looking at some wires and he opened up a freezer and just found it full of body parts, just waiting to be eaten. And there was three policemen there, like, overseeing what he was doing to make sure he wasn't a criminal.
Yeah, make sure he wasn't doing any illegal wiring.
Yeah. Mm. So he walked out to see the three constables, and they were in the side room relaxing. And they were all standing in a row. The last one scratched the back of the middle one, and the middle one scratched the back of the first. He seemed to be happiest of all, the serviceman said. And the guy in the back was bloody bitching about doing work without getting a reward. I don't know why this is in the story. It's the weirdest part of the cannibal story.
But, like, can't you go in some sort of back-scratching triangle?
Yeah, easily, yeah. Easily.
The first scratchy guy should be getting a bit of a scratch.
Yeah, so they can just, they can do it very easily.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Give me ideas for after this podcast.
And so he took the constables, stop your bloody scratching. Your weird little scratching routine.
Yeah.
Come in and have a look at this. And they had a look and like, wow, it's body parts. But then one of the constables allegedly said, you can't prosecute this queen for having a strange habit. I'm sure she got these parts legally somewhere overseas. At any rate, we aren't going to look into it.
We aren't.
He was the constable who stood first in line.
Yeah.
So he was all like mellow about this back scratching that he was getting. Yeah.
Should have asked the last one.
Yeah.
And he said, we can't talk about it. I know the Yankees will have a fit. But the queen is God's monarchy. She's God's bride. Such a weird story.
Yeah.
I'm still confused about the back scratching detail.
Yeah, same.
Well, I read another fake news story, which I think is the original story.
Well, mine's probably first.
But. In which it was an anonymous soldier on duty who found the freezer.
Yeah.
I don't think there was back scratching in this one.
Yeah, not
but
as good.
I originally came across this in a video, which just takes everything sort of verbatim from these articles, including it referred to, there's a quote from the cultural philosopher Hubert Humdinger, who we all would know, unless you're an idiot and you don't know the cultural philosopher Hubert Humdinger.
Totally.
But in 1973, he published an article describing how the Queen was packed with more energy than the sun and that the only way she could maintain her remarkable vibrancy was through a dark habit. Quote, there is an immense amount of spiritual energy in human muscle. She must eat human flesh to be so vivacious.
Makes sense.
But then I googled Hubert Humdinger and found this website. It's like, what's it? It's like dirtyamerica.com or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, this is just a character they've made up for this for website. But then in this video, they also quoted from financial analyst Jim Willey, who seemed to just be some guy who says that the Queen is a child-killing Satanist. No evidence given, but his claims chime with several separate reports about dozens of schoolchildren going missing in Canada each time the Queen makes a state visit. Meanwhile, in Britain, a man called William Coombs claims to have witnessed the Queen kidnap 10 children from his residential Catholic school in 1964.
She's just going in herself and pinching kids.
A bit younger then, she would have been doing it herself probably, hands on.
The idea that she's got more energy than the sun and she's eating human flesh to maintain that, I feel like she should maybe lose some energy.
Yeah.
Stop consuming so many muscles. If you've got that much energy, you're going to blow up.
Yeah. That does tie into the old lizard thing, though, getting the sun's warmth.
Yeah. She's consuming it via...
consuming it via flesh.
Yeah.
She probably goes out and does a bit of sun gazing in the morning.
Yeah. She's up to 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I noticed with these things, less so the person who originally just made it up, but these people that were like, read it and were like, didn't think, oh, who's Hubert Humdinger? I noticed that they were like, yeah, it makes sense because the Queen is very vivacious.
Mm.
She's, you know, she's very healthy for a 91-year-old. It's like, they're very old people.
Yeah.
And they don't look young.
No.
But... I mean, it's not like she does anything.
Are they getting confused because they're like, I see her face every day. She doesn't seem to age a day.
So they're looking on coins.
Yeah.
That were minted in like 1968.
So on cannibalism, there is some sort of evidence that royals did use body parts throughout history as like medicine.
Right.
So medicinal cannibalism is a thing. And like some people say, and this is a proper article quoting a guy from a university. A university.
Yep.
He said it maybe up into the 18th century. He said, in the heyday of medicinal cannibalism, bodies or bones were routinely taken from Egyptian tombs and European graveyards. Not only that, but somewhere into the 18th century, one of the biggest imports from Ireland into Britain was human skulls. DailyMail.co.uk.
Right. Yeah. Are they consuming the bone, powdering it down or something? Or
yeah, maybe.
Making mugs, gauntlets out of skulls?
Yeah. Well, I think the brain of a soldier or something was supposed to be good for a certain disease, according to this article.
Soldier's like, can't fault anyone making a skull mug.
Skull mug.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
My 3D print one.
Yeah. do we want to take a short break and come back with more royal gear?
Yeah, let's do it.
Back, let's talk about the royals some more. What else did you get, Robbo?
Well, told you some Bavaria gear that I want to hear.
Oh,
about.
I've got some more royal UK royal family.
Oh, do we want to finish on? All right, yeah, of course.
No, let's not finish on the Bavarian thing. It's probably not that interesting.
All right, let's start again.
So we'll get the Bavaria gear out of the way, then we'll go back to finish on the.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, we're back. Hey, Salty.
Yeah.
I'm bloody sick of hearing about Queen Lizzie. Tell us about these Bavarians.
I found a whole bunch of stuff about like the top, you know, the top 10 crazy Bavarian rulers.
Yeah.
And it seemed like there was a lot of Bavarian royals who took the throne who were either kicked out or taken down eventually because they had some sort of mental illness.
Right.
And I think most of the time it was just like, they're insane, but looking at it from a modern day perspective, they were probably just mentally ill.
Right.
And they were just like, get these crazy people out of here. But there's a few of them where it seemed like, you talk about like who's really in control of the government. There's a lot of them that were like kids or like teenagers who took the throne that were clearly mentally ill or clearly had some sort of physical something wrong with them. Like one of them had like a weird elongated head and he couldn't chew properly because his mouth wasn't formed right, but he was the king.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think it was like stuff that was wrong with him through obvious generations of inbreeding with the royals. But it always seemed to be that this guy was the king, but his mum was actually like ruling the country. which is kind of like the real life thing of like...
That's an actual conspiracy.
It's an actual conspiracy, yeah. But Ludwig II was like, I think his nickname was Mad King Ludwig.
Right.
And he...
It's a good name for a mad king.
Ludwig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Ludwig, I guess.
Yeah.
He, you know what I saw the other day, just completely non-related? I saw a Mr. Whippy van.
Yep.
Yep, this doesn't seem related.
But instead of a W, it had a V. It was like a Mr. Vippy.
Right. Was it?
I'm glad you shared that.
I don't think it was a broken W sticker. It was a V.
So, yeah, it's just like an off-brand Mr. Whippy.
Yeah, Mr. Vippy. And it just tickled me so much when I saw it.
You're a bit of names.
And it played the exact same music that I remember from when I was a kid, the same shitty recording.
Green Sleeves.
Of Green Sleeves being blasted out on some terrible...
I remember when Mr. Whippy would like roll up in the neighborhood when you were a kid.
The weird thing is, though, I was in a really industrial area. And it's like, what is Mr. Vippy doing in this like industrial area? There's nothing here. It's all mechanics and stuff. I was at a restaurant. There was like a barbecue restaurant that had opened up in this industrial area, but there was no houses.
What's the restaurant?
Big Pig, Little Pig.
Oh, yeah. And buddy, way out in the east.
East side,
yeah.
It was a bloody great. Good. Just saying.
There's good burgers out there as well.
Yeah. Just saying. If anyone's out there, go to Big Pig, Little Pig for some barbecue meats. And if you're lucky,
you get a Mr. Vippy.
Mr. Vippy will come by.
Off-brand Mr. Whippy.
Is it off-brand or have we just been retconned?
No.
Isn't it always Mr. Vippy?
No.
I would just assume it was Mr. Whippy because that would make more sense.
But why is he banging around this industrial area at like 6 in the evening?
There's a lot of things around there. There's like a brewery out there and there's Fat Bob's Burgers, which do the best burgers in Melbourne. And that's like a popular family place.
Right.
So maybe.
Maybe the kids like go, oh, ice cream.
After dinner.
Yeah. Possibly. Yeah. Anyway, Ludwig, he was deposed from the throne because he was crazy. And there's been research recently that has come out and said, I don't think he probably actually wasn't.
Right.
He was probably just a little bit of a megalomaniac.
Mm. Yeah. Didn't help that his nickname was Mad King.
No. Yeah. So the doctor at the time who ruled him as being crazy and they took him from the throne, 2 days later, Ludwig died and the doctor died, both drowned in the same lake.
That's so sus.
Right? So Ludwig was like deemed crazy because he like plunged the country into massive amounts of debt so that he could build all these castles around the countryside.
Yeah, okay.
And they're all still there. They're like really famous ornate castles.
Yeah, bringing in a whole lot of tourism money, I imagine.
Mm. They didn't think that 100 years later people would be like, wow, all those castles. And he was apparently a massive embarrassment all the time to the royal family because he was gay and he would often take lovers from the country's cavalry.
Right.
So the war minister guy quit.
Right.
He's like, you got to stop taking the soldiers away.
Yeah. I need them for war.
We need them for war. How
many soldiers is he taking away or it's decimating the army?
I know, right? It was in 1850 something that the guy resigned. But yeah. So there's all these other questions of like he faced being locked up in a cell in the royal castle or whatever for the rest of his life. So maybe he knocked himself off rather than
the doctor?
And took the doctor with him.
Yeah. Mm. Jeebus. In the same lake.
The same lake.
It's funny.
2 days later, both of them.
Just going for a swim with your doctor that thinks you're crazy.
Yeah.
Whew, Bavaria.
Mm.
Back to England.
Yeah.
I've just got one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the works of one Lyndon LaRouche?
No.
He's a figure that's been around in America for quite a long time. He's one of those guys that started sort of on the left and has drifted right. He's run as a Democrat and a Republican for president unsuccessfully.
No difference anyway.
But
not when the Satanists are the real ones ruling.
One of his big things is that the British are behind all of these things and there's a fair bit of long con stuff in there. But he had a whole thing about how the Queen the royal family were drug traffickers.
Yeah.
And that was where they'd gotten a lot of their fortune from. It was from the opium trade. But then, which could well be true.
It's actually true.
But then he's like, and then they've continued that into today.
Yeah.
Where they are the primary force behind all global drug trafficking.
Yeah, it's probably a bit of a stretch. But the opium wars were literally China saying to the East India Trading Company, which were, you know, set up or set up, I guess not, they weren't the British government, but they were fully endorsed by the British government and the monarchy. So the opium wars were like, yeah, the Chinese saying, can you stop flooding our country with opium? It's ruining our country and our economy.
As bloody delicious as it is. Oh, no, they got me.
So, like, there's two full-on wars fought over the British flooding China with opium. So they did probably make some money off that. Also slavery was a big one for those guys.
There's a bit of a local connection here because there is a local branch of the LaRoucheites,
yeah,
which is the Citizens Electoral Council. You'll often see, come election time, a lot of electorates will have a CEC candidate.
Okay.
That was actually, the CEC was a group that was founded by the Australian League of Rights, which is a weird Australian Holocaust denying group.
Right.
That actually sort of was partially the downfall of Alexander Downer, besides his making a really crass domestic violence joke. He spoke at like an Australian League of Rights event.
Right.
And then when it was exposed, he was like, oh, I had no idea. And then, you know, like, well it says Australian League of Rights on the lectern.
You're doing a sneaky Nazi salute after the...
Yeah. I was behind the lectern though. I wasn't in front of it. I couldn't see that.
Yeah.
But they started the Citizens Electoral Council to be like the electoral wing of their group. And then it got taken over by the LaRouche people. And then they sort of took it away from them.
Right.
But it was weird because the Australian League of Rights people are like, the Queen's the best person ever. And then these people who take it over are like, fuck the Queen.
Yeah, she's a drug dealer. Drug dealer.
I did see there was a thing with this. I didn't realise this had happened. For quite a long time, the LaRouche people denied that he'd ever said anything about the Queen being a drug trafficker, even though they put out a book about it. But then they're like, nah, we never said anything about that. And then a few years ago, some stuff came out about like the bank that the Queen uses was like caught up in like a money laundering scandal. I think like most banks, they hadn't been following the rules as closely as they should have been. So clearly a whole bunch of money, drug money had been laundered through them. And then they're like, this just proves that the Australian media, like this is the Australian people saying this, it just proves the Australian media, whenever they'd like slam us with the outrageous slur, oh, they think the Queen's a drug trafficker. Well, here's the proof.
slavery is the other big one that I guess if we're going to talk about actual reasons why the British are, you know, powerful and why we have a Commonwealth, they made a lot of money from slavery. Which they then used to, you know, colonize the world.
This is what's bloody royal pilled you, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was going to say, this is not Robbo talking about a conspiracy.
This is me saying. This is
Robbo trapping the royals.
But like seeing some of the people lay it out.
It's Robbo soapbox.
But seeing people lay it out of like, this lady can do so much, profit off slavery, responsible for the opium wars. It's like, yeah, screw these guys.
Yeah, she gets to eat any swan that gets killed on her land.
Yeah.
Even if, you know, if you went to a lot of effort to kill that swan.
Yeah.
You preparing a family dinner of some delicious swan. Queenie rolls up.
Rolls in.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah.
Mine.
I'll have the Pope's nose.
Is that what it's called, a swan?
That's a thing, right?
Parson's nose?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is not a thing that was in my family. This is something I've picked up.
Right. No one in my family ate that bit.
Isn't that supposed to be the best bit?
It's like it's a grizzly. It's its actual fucking asshole.
Yeah, it's
its
butt.
It's its actual butt.
It's not its... Yeah, mate. Yeah, it's pretty much the butt.
That's the yummy.
It's yummy though. It's a yummy bit. Yeah.
It's just a grizzly fat bit though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's kind of soft and yummy. the best bit of the oyster is underneath.
Right.
If you got a whole roast chicken, flip that sucker over, bust out the oysters.
We'll just edit that to say it's its actual asshole. Yeah, but it's soft and yummy.
Love slurping on it.
Right.
Screw the royals in their slavery, drug running ways.
Yeah. And all that crown land.
Yeah.
There's
what gives them the right?
Give up some of your land.
The other thing that I guess was a thing in the last, how old's Prince Harry?
In his 20s?
In the last however long Prince Harry's been around is the whole Prince Harry's not really a royal thing. He's like
his dad's the,
his dad is that.
That guy that looks exactly like him.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny though because I was like, oh fuck, this will have heaps of good gear because it's like he looks so much like that other guy. But as he's getting older, he does actually look a lot more like Charles. The only thing that really he looks like James Hewitt is that he's a massive ranger.
Yeah.
In his face and stuff, he's looking more and more like Charles now.
Yeah, right.
Her eyes are kind of closer together. They've got a down turny nose and stuff. I went into that going, yeah. And then I looked at a couple of photos. I was like, nah, he doesn't actually look like that guy.
Oh, that's kind of disappointing.
Yeah. And, you know, Di probably had some ranger jeans in her somewhere.
Yeah.
That's just popped out. Oh, wait, hello, I'm still here. A lot of what you, when you search for it, it's just Princess Diana stuff. And we've gone over that.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really find anything except for I did watch a great Alex Jones video where he was talking about bringing back the spirit of 1776.
Right.
But he was like so angry that the media gets distracted by the like royal nuptials and things.
Which is fair enough.
And then did go into a lot of Robbo soapbox gear.
Yeah.
About how the Queen owns like 50% of Canada and 50% of England, of the land.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just crown land. It's just parks and things.
But she could sell it if she wanted.
Mm. Yeah, I suppose.
She falls on hard times.
Yeah.
One thing I did in one of those videos, it was like 50 wacky things about the royal family. And I don't know if this is true or not. Mm. Maybe you guys know. It said before World War One, the royal family didn't have a surname.
Oh, I don't know.
I think that, I don't know. Because I know that this was something that Alex Jones was angry about. He's like, you know, most people in the UK don't even know their surname.
It's Windsor, right?
No, Windsor is their like family name or like their royal name. Their actual surname is like the Saxon Gothberg. It's like a super Germanic name.
Yeah.
Before 1917, the British royal family had no last name at all. That year, King George V decreed that the family surname would be Windsor. Today, royals don't need a last name, but it's technically, Mountbatten Windsor, a blend of the Queen and her husband's surname.
So Mountbatten, one of the Mountbatten guys was really dodgy, allegedly a paedophile. So I think his dad or his brother or something.
Right.
But then I looked at it and it was a bit, I think he was just a sketchy dude.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, this other thing says, prior to 1917, the members of the British royal family didn't have a surname, but they were members of the House of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. Queen Elizabeth's father, King George Sixth was born in 1895 as a member of the House of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. So where did Windsor come from? That was like the Queen. So that's the Queen and Prince Philip's last names hyphenated.
Mm.
So is he Philip Mountbatten? Is he the one with the dodgy rallies?
I think so.
And he's the one where his sister was married to Nazis and stuff and everything, right?
Mm.
Yeah. I also found some Epstein gear around Prince Andrew.
Right.
Hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, and like photographed with one of Epstein's accusers who said, yeah, I was basically given to Andrew for a couple of nights, Prince Andrew. And I think it's pretty obvious that, yeah, he was involved in that world. He was also good friends with Gaddafi and some Libyan arms smugglers, people that have been convicted of arms smuggling, basically. and then he'd go on holiday with them. I'd pay for the whole holiday. So yeah, Prince Andrew is also really sus.
Yeah.
I think we've only just scratched the surface
of the royals. Yeah, one other thing I found was Wallace Simpson is the woman that King Edward VIII become enamored with Wallace Simpson. She was a American socialite, and but due to 101 wacky rules the royals have to follow, he wasn't allowed to marry her.
Right.
So he gave up the throne so that he could be with her, and they become the Duke and Duchess of whatever.
Yeah.
But there was an article where apparently people are looking back on Wallace Simpson and cranking out some transvestigations.
Really?
Because she was square-jawed, tall, flat-chested. But then there's also some medical condition that they think she may have had.
Right.
Which explains that.
Imagine, like, just people looking back on your life and going, oh, why is he so freakish?
Yeah.
I did see also some suggestions that Wallace Simpson was like an agent.
Right.
Who had been sent to seduce so that they could have to do all of this.
Yeah.
So that the throne could be taken over by the right people.
Like a man agent dressed up as a woman?
Yeah, yeah, well, maybe.
Some sort of wacky get smart plot. Yeah. Agent 77's got undercover.
A movie made in the 90s that now in hindsight is problematic.
They love the long con over there, though.
Yeah.
So is this going to be a royal podcast now? Every week it's going to be Robbo's complaints about the royal family?
The royal family.
Isn't it going to be confusing when we put this one out in May and they've had to listen to 4 weeks of Robbo complaining about the royals?
Muttering under my breath about the royals and how they're probably involved in Russia. Definitely. What do you think on the royals? My opinion's pretty clear.
I've always enjoyed the Queen as a character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like seeing her wandering around, shaking hands.
Okay. Oh. It's,
you know, hey, there she is, Queenie.
I've always been a Republican, so this didn't change my view on that.
You didn't become a monarchist?
No.
See, I think Australia should stand on its own.
Mm.
But I still think that I would still enjoy seeing the Queen
pop up,
popping around.
Do a little wave.
Having a little wave.
Just living the high life on other people's money.
Cracking some jokes.
Yeah.
You know, she's supposed to be hilarious.
Yeah, right. I've heard she's got a good memory.
Right.
Like if you meet her, like people that meet her in the 70s,
yeah,
she still remembers them.
Yeah, right.
And she must meet like too many people.
There's a gif of Prince Harry and the Queen together and the Queen's just said something and Prince Harry turns to the camera and goes, does a mic drop and goes, boom, like his grand's just said something hilarious.
There's also a gif of her getting really excited by cows.
Right.
So, you know, she's like, they're at like some sort of show and then you see her nudge her husband and she's like, oh, look, cows.
Yeah.
And like he's really excited.
By are they like those big Highland cows?
You don't see the cows.
They are pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be pretty excited to see those.
There's some footage of her doing a Sieg Heil, so just something to think about.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, I know. Just something to think about when you're loving her, though.
She was a child when she did it. She was coerced
by. Okay, so that makes it all right then.
We all did some dumb stuff when we were kids.
So what's the age where being a Nazi becomes okay?
Wait, I'm not pro-royal here. Let me establish that.
Yeah, he's not pro-royal, but then when it comes to Nazis, he's like, well, the Nazi royals are okay.
Yeah.
Very suspect.
Never said the Nazi would stop.
Sorry.
Robbo loves Nazis.
Stop. If people want to find us, where can they do so?
Hypotheticalinstitute.com.
Yep. We're on Facebook. We are on iTunes. We can leave a review. We're on Spotify.
Yep. But don't listen to us on Spotify until they start paying podcast creators royalties.
Yeah.
We're not getting royalties from our other plays, though.
Yeah, but Spotify are making a fucking lot of money.
Yeah, and they put ads on.
All right. They don't put ads in our podcast, though.
I think they put them around them.
If you don't pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when you start paying for it.
We just still get no money.
We still get no money.
So either way, they're profiting off us.
They're making money from ads from the free people. They're making money from scriptures from the paid people. And we still get nothing.
All right. you can listen to Salty and Robbo and not listen on Spotify. I'm saying do listen on Spotify. I'm happy for anyone to listen anywhere.
Maybe if you listen on Spotify, tag them on a tweet and say, hey, Spotify, maybe you should pay podcast creators.
Whatever. I wish I was editing this so that I could edit all that out, but I'm not. So this is going to get
it. I'm going to recut it and add the word, change the words up a little bit so it just goes for longer. Where do people find you?
They can find me at Sexenheimer on Twitter. Gather around me on Facebook and iTunes. And I'll be somewhere around the Altice Arena, whatever it's called in Portugal, if you want to come up and say hello.
Yeah.
To Portuguese listeners.
Yeah.
I'll be the... I don't know how you'll know which one I am. I'll have an Akubra on, I suppose.
Just quickly, did you have something to say about the Portugal royal family?
Yeah, that was the connection to Muhammad.
All right. Missed that.
I'll cut that out.
Where can they find you, Robert?
You can get me at Ale of a Time and aleofatime.com on all good internets.
And I'm at Saltmarsh on Twitter, Andrew Saltmarsh Illustration on Facebook, and check out the Toe Hider Patreon.
Cool.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Don't worry about a thing, except if all our world leaders are alien reptilians. I said, don't worry about a thing, except maybe the fluoride in our water supply contains mind-altering drugs. Don't worry about a thing, except whether or not Port Arthur was a false flag operation in which to disarm Australia. I said, don't worry about a thing. I accept. You can definitely hear John Lennon say, I buried Paul at the end of Strawberry Fields forever. Ooh, don't worry about a thing. Except not only did Bush do 9/11, but he also keeps the planes out in Area 51, which, let's not forget, where all the aliens are. Don't worry about a thing. Except Donald Trump is clearly a woman, and you're just blind if you can't see them. Why don't you open your eyes?